Welcome to Learning English on the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver. Our 30-minute program is designed for people learning English. On today's show, we hear stories from Alice Bryant and Phil Dierking. Later, Ashley Thompson and I have some Oscar news. And we close the show, as always, with an American story. Today we hear Hearts and Crosses by O. Henry. But first, here is Brian Lynn.
President Donald Trump says the United States has decided to increase tariff rates on Turkish steel and aluminum. Trump announced the action Friday on Twitter. The tariff for steel imported from Turkey will now be 50%. Import taxes for aluminum will be 20%. That is two times the level announced earlier this year in March. The United States is the biggest destination for Turkish steel exports. Turkey answered the March tariff announcement by placing its own tariffs on $267 million of U.S. goods. Turkey said it would respond to the new U.S. tariff action without delay and warned the move would further harm relations between the two countries. Trump tweeted that the latest tariff decision came as Turkey's currency, the lira, slides rapidly downward against our very strong dollar. The lira's value fell about 13% against the dollar on Friday. The currency is down about 40% so far this year. Economic experts believe the sharp fall of the lira is mainly because of concerns about the government's economic policies. The weakened currency's value has helped increase inflation and worried international investors. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won another term in office in June with expanded powers. He has said Turkey's economy remains strong, noting a 7.4% growth rate in the first 3 months of this year. But some investors fear the Turkish economy is growing too quickly and could face problems. Erdogan has been putting pressure on the central bank not to raise interest rates in an attempt to help borrowers. But experts argue that the central bank should instead raise interest rates to ease inflation and to support the currency. Erdogan has blamed outside forces for trying to bring down Turkey's economy. On Friday, he said the country had to take steps in answer to those who have waged an economic war against us. He urged Turkish citizens to immediately exchange their gold and dollars for lira. In his tweet about the new tariffs, Trump said, "Our relations with Turkey are not good at this time." One of the difficult issues affecting U.S.-Turkish relations is a dispute over an American clergyman who has been jailed in Turkey since December 2016. Turkey has accused Andrew Craig Brunson of spying and committing crimes on behalf of terror groups without being a member. Brunson is on trial and faces up to 35 years in prison if he is found guilty. The United States placed sanctions on two Turkish officials earlier this month because of Brunson's case. Erdogan said Turkey is not afraid of outside threats. He added that the country will continue to enjoy good economic relations with several major nations. These include places from Iran to Russia to China and some European countries, he said. On Friday, Erdogan spoke by telephone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A Russian government statement said the two discussed economic and trade ties, including the success of several joint projects.
Even the dirt on the ground is likely making climate change worse, a new study finds. Researchers have shown that warmer temperatures are heating the soil, which is causing microbes to become more active and release more of the soil's carbon into the atmosphere. Ben Bond Lamberti of the Joint Global Change Research Institute is the lead author of the study. He says these soil changes can potentially contribute to even higher temperatures. The findings were published on August 2nd in the journal Nature. Scientists studied device readings, soil measurements, plant growth details, and satellite observations from around the world. Their work is the most complete study yet on the subject. They found a sharp increase in carbon released into the atmosphere by bacteria and fungi in soil from 1990 through 2014. Researchers explain that the carbon comes from the dead plants and leaves the microbes eat. As temperatures rise, the microbes eat more. And the more they eat, the more carbon they make into carbon dioxide and release into the atmosphere. This uncontrolled cycle speeds up and intensifies climate change, says Jerry Melillo of Marine Biological Laboratory in Massachusetts. Melillo was not part of the study. Overall, soil releases about 9 times more carbon than human-caused activities. But that is part of a natural cycle. The amount of carbon released into the air is about equal to the carbon oceans and plants take in. However, carbon released from fossil fuel causes an imbalance. Burning coal, oil, and natural gas puts more carbon into the atmosphere than nature can take out. The additional carbon heats the air and soil. And as the air and soil get hotter, the earth will release yet more carbon that it has been holding. If something isn't done, we are really in trouble, said Ratan Lal of Ohio State University, who wasn't part of the study. He added that proper soil conservation can help keep more carbon in soil. Conservation methods include avoiding turning the soil, covering off-season crops, and leaving crop deposits on the ground. I'm Alice Bryant.
The physical fitness business, Rocksteady Boxing Nova Gym, opened in McLean, Virginia, last December. That was good news for 75-year-old Neil Eisner. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 6 years ago. He finds the boxing a helpful way to fight back against the disease. Parkinson's disease affects the nervous system and causes people's muscles to become weak and their arms and legs to shake. Rock Steady Boxing, or RSB, was designed to help people with Parkinson's. The exercises in the program are meant to build specific skills. One involves hitting a bag to work on strength. Another has trainees crawling across the floor. Eisner says the exercises help him perform everyday tasks, like moving around and getting in and out of bed. Some strengthening exercises work the vocal cords. Eisner said his trainer is working with him to speak out loudly.
One of the things, interestingly enough, is you tend to have a lower voice. When you have that lower voice, people can't hear you. You don't realize it. So he accents getting us to bring up our voice clearly and more loudly.
Private trainer Alec Langstein likes working with older people because he understands their health issues and the need for them to stay active. My aunt has a gym in Westchester, New York, and she does a rock steady boxing program there, he said. She invited me up to her gym to check out the program. I helped out with a few classes, and it was just, I thought, an amazing program. The Rock Steady Boxing nonprofit company was created in 2006 by lawyer Scott C. Newman. He was looking for ways to do physical exercise after being diagnosed with Parkinson's at the age of 40. Since then, more than 500 boxing programs have been started in the U.S. and around the world. Langstein went to the organization's headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana, to become an RSB certified trainer. A few months later, he opened his Rocksteady Boxing Nova Gym. Langstein said that the RSB program centers attention on teaching balance and coordination between the hand and eye. It also teaches reaction and foot movement.
So when I yell out certain numbers, they have to move and react at the same time, so the brain and the body's working together.
He added that it also helps people release some of their anger they may have from having the disease. To understand how RSB can help Parkinson's patients, physical therapist Danielle Sakura says it is important to know what causes the symptoms. She said that Parkinson's affects the dopamine-producing cells in the brain. Dopamine is a chemical that is important to the operation of the nervous system. A loss of dopamine can make movement difficult. Boxing and other exercises do not cure the disease or stop the loss of dopamine, but they can improve the patient's life experience. Sakura said research shows that exercise helps the brain use dopamine better. She adds that after working with Parkinson's patients, her goal is for them to start an exercise program out in the community. RSB seems to have helped Victoria Hebert reduce the symptoms of her Parkinson's. She has a tremor or shake in her left hand, and says some situations can make the shaking worse.
Being cold, being hot, sitting with a crowd that I'm not real comfortable with, I'll start shaking. I end up having to sit on my hand just to keep it still.
But with this crowd, Hebert feels no need to hide the disease. That's the big part of it, sharing experiences with others, she said. I have to say, over 8 years of time, I've never met another person with Parkinson's. Then I came here, and it was like a whole class of 20, 25 people with it. It was kind of surprising to me, kind of surprising that I, myself, didn't reach out to anybody before that. I'm Phil Dierking.
A recent announcement about an addition to the Academy Awards has led to a lot of talk, and much of it is negative. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences said on Wednesday, it is creating an Academy Award for Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film. The move is proving to be extremely unpopular, at least among film critics and Academy members. Actor Rob Lowe, a longtime member, described the Oscars as dead, survived by sequels and other things. The Academy announced other changes as well. Those changes received a mix of praise and protest. Many expressed happiness, for example, about the decision to hold the Oscars ceremony in 2020 earlier than usual, on February 9th. This year's event took place on March 4th. The Academy also announced it would shrink the broadcast to 3 hours. To do that, some award announcements will not be included in the live broadcast. The new Popular Film Award raised many questions, like, why is the Academy doing this?
The Academy is making the change mainly because of falling ratings for the Oscar ceremony's live telecast. About 26.5 million people watched this year's telecast, which lasted almost 4 hours. That was a 20% audience drop from the year before, and well below the show's highest levels. In 2014, 43.7 million people watched as the film 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture. But in every year since, the audience number has decreased. The Academy depends on broadcast earnings for most of its budget.
The Academy's 54-member Board of Governors approved the recent measures. The organization's 7,000 members were not part of the discussion. Many of them argue that a popular film award is a weak attempt to gain viewers. Writer Adam McKay is an Academy member. He won the 2016 Best Screenplay Oscar for The Big Short. McKay joked on Twitter that the Oscars will also have new awards for Best Knife Throw and Hottest Female Alien. The Academy's broadcasting partner, ABC, also influenced the decision. It had pressured Oscar producers to make the telecast more broadly appealing. Has the Academy ignored hit films in the past?
This year's Oscars actually included a number of major financial successes, including Best Picture nominees Get Out and Dunkirk, animated feature winner Coco, and Blade Runner 2049. Hit films like Beauty and the Beast, Baby Driver, and Star Wars The Last Jedi also were nominated. And the Academy has shown increasing willingness to nominate horror and sci-fi movies. No Best Picture winner since 2012's Argo has cleared $100 million in national box office sales. Independent films have won 10 of the last 11 Best Picture Oscars, including Moonlight, Spotlight, Birdman, and The Artist.
The Academy has not been exact in its definition of popular film. It did say the Academy supports broad-based consideration of excellence in all films. So, how does one measure popularity? Ticket sales might be one way. So, would the movie Solo, A Star Wars Story, be an Oscars competition? The film made $213 million in North America. Yet, it did not get much critical praise. And would overseas sales count? Would a traditional Oscar nominee like La La Land have been considered a popular film? It made $446 million worldwide.
Some in Hollywood might consider it insulting to be nominated for the new award. Many will likely consider it of lower value or not a real Oscar. However, the term Oscar winner can greatly increase the power of actors, directors, producers, and others in the industry. So any Oscar is desirable. And some in Hollywood argue that a film can be both hugely popular and a critical success. This year has already offered up an especially good example. Ryan Coogler's Black Panther was a huge hit for Disney, earning over $1.3 billion worldwide. It also received high critical praise. Some worry that Black Panther might be forced into the popular film group because of its financial success.
Hearts and Crosses. One day, a man named Bartholomew, not an important man, stopped at the Nopalito Ranch House. It was noon, and he was hungry. He sat down at the dinner table. While he was eating, he talked. "Mrs. Yeager," he said, "I saw a man on the Seco Ranch with your name, Webb Yeager. He was foreman there. He was a tall, yellow-haired man. Not a talker. Someone of your family?"
"A husband," said Santa.
"That is fine for the Seco Ranch. Mr. Yeager is the best foreman in the West."
Everything at the Nopalito Ranch had been going well. For several years, they'd been working at the Nopalito with a different kind of cattle. These cattle had been brought from England, and they were better than the usual Texas cattle. They had been successful at the Nopalito Ranch, and men on the other ranches were interested in them. As a result, one day a cowboy arrived at the Nopalito Ranch and gave the queen this letter.
"Mrs. Yeager, the Nopalito Ranch. I've been told by the owners of the Seco Ranch to buy 100 of your English cattle. If you can sell these to the Seco, send them to us in care of the man who brings this letter. We will then send you the money. Webb Yeager, foreman, Seco Ranch."
Business is business to a queen as it is to others. That night, the 100 cattle were moved near the ranch house, ready for an early start the next morning. When the night came and the house was quiet, did Santa Yeager cry alone? Did she hold that letter near to her heart? Did she speak the name that she had been too proud to speak for many weeks? Or did she place the letter with other business letters in her office? Ask if you will, but there is no answer. What a queen does is something we cannot always know. But this you shall be told. In the middle of the night, Santa went quietly out of the ranch house. She was dressed in something dark. She stopped for a moment under a tree. There was moonlight, and a bird was singing. There was a smell of flowers. Santa turned her face toward the southeast and threw three kisses in that direction. But there was no one to see her. Then she hurried quietly to a small building. What she did there, we can only guess. But there was the red light of a fire and noise as if Cupid might be making his arrows. Later, she came out with some strange iron tool in one hand. In the other hand, she carried something that held a small fire. She hurried in the moonlight to the place where the English cattle had been gathered. Most of the English cattle were a dark red, but among those 100, there was one as white as milk. And now Santa caught that white animal as cowboys catch cattle. And she tried once and failed. Then she tried again, and the animal fell heavily. Santa ran to it, but the animal jumped up. Again she tried, and this time she was successful. The animal fell to earth again. Before it could rise, Santa had tied its feet together. Then she ran to the fire she had carried here. From it, she took that strange iron tool. It was white hot. There was a loud cry from the animal as the white hot iron burned its skin. But no one seemed to hear. All the ranch were quiet. And in the deep night quiet, Santa ran back to the ranch house and there fell onto a bed. She let the tears from her eyes, as if queens had hearts like the hearts of ranchmen's wives, and as if a queen's husband might become a king if he would ride back again. In the morning, the young man who had brought the letter started toward the Saco Ranch. He had cowboys with him to help him with the English cattle. It was 90 miles, 6 days' journey. The animals arrived at Saco Ranch one evening as the daylight was ending. They were received and counted by the foreman of the ranch. The next morning at 8, a horseman came riding to the Nopalito ranch house. He got down painfully from the horse and walked to the house. His horse took a great breath and let his head hang and closed his eyes. But did not feel sorry for Belshazzar, the horse. Today, he lives happily at Nopalito, where he is given the best care and the best food. No other horse there has ever carried a man for such a ride. The horseman entered the house. Two arms fell around his neck, and someone cried out in the voice of a woman and queen together,
"Webb! Oh, Webb!"
"I was wrong," said Webb Yeager. "I was a..." And he named a small animal with a bad smell, an animal no one likes.
"Quiet," said Santa. "Did you see it?"
"I saw it," said Webb. "What were they speaking of? Perhaps you can guess if you have read the story carefully."
"Be the cattle queen," said Webb. "Forget what I did if you can. I was wrong as..."
"Quiet,"
said Santa again, putting her fingers upon his mouth.
"There's no queen here. Do you know who I am? I am Santa Yeager, first lady of the bedroom." "Come here."
She led him into a room. There stood a low baby's bed. And in the bed was a baby, a beautiful laughing baby, talking in words that no one could understand.
"There's no queen on this ranch," said Santa again. "Look at the king. He has eyes like yours, Webb. Get down on your knees and look at the king."
There was a sound of steps outside, and Bud Turner was there at the door. He was asking the same question he had asked almost a year ago. "Good morning. Shall I drive those cattle to Barber's, or..." He saw Webb and stopped with his mouth open. Cried the king, waving his arms.
"You hear what he says, Bud," said Webb Yeager. "We do what the king commands."
And that is all, except for one thing. When old man Quinn, owner of the Saco Ranch, went to look at his new English cattle, he asked his new foreman,
"What's the Nopalito Ranch's mark?"
"X over Y," said Wilson.
"I thought so," said Quinn. "But look at that white animal there. She has another mark, a heart with a cross inside. Whose mark is that?"
And that's our show for today. From VOA Learning English, I'm Katie.